Everybody, Andy here again. I'm down on the beach for another podcast audio brew this afternoon. So I'm going to take a walk out. And it's just making me thinking, actually, because I had a phone call from one of my ex-work colleagues yesterday. And what has been quite gratifying in some ways since being out of work, losing my job, etc., is the amount of people that have actually rang me up, either people that I worked with very recently or either people that I worked with years ago, literally years and years ago for a different company, different area, saying, oh, by the way, there's a job, type of job that I was doing before. There might be a couple of vacancies here. People have rung me up at home, etc., this type of thing, which is very, very, very gratifying. And I may have mentioned before that if I did go back into the same line of work because of the circumstances, I'd probably end up being penalised. But all of these things, as I said before, make you sort of reevaluate your life, make you think. And having this conversation yesterday, one of the reasons that this particular ex-work colleague rang up, apart from, you know, just the usual, checking up, seeing how I was, you know, having a little chat, which we did for quite some time, about the state of the world and the state of the employment that he's still, unfortunately, probably still in. He happened to mention, oh, by the way, so-and-so mentioned that there's a job come up not that far away, exactly the type of thing that we were doing before. Thought you might be interested. And I said, well, not really. You know, and he said, would you want to go back into that? And I said, no, I've made that decision now. Before, I might have thought, yeah, because it was good money. No, now it's a case of dismissing it straight out of hand. And I said the same thing to my wife. I'm in a happy place now in that respect. Yes, I've fallen on my feet to an extent, and I'm not going to go over old ground again. But it's made me realise how much I actually enjoy doing what I'm doing now. Walking along here, Sunday afternoon, thought I'd come out for a walk. I've just bumped into a musician friend on the seafront. We just had a good chat for 10, 15 minutes about this, that and the other. And I'm walking along here now, and I'm thinking, now, this is far more preferable to being in a stressful work environment. And I think it's that whole re-evaluation. It's made me slow down. I just noticed, actually, walking along the beach, I thought, I'm walking far slower than what I used to do when I used to sort of stride out. Because it's okay, it's a form of exercise, I realise that. But I'm doing it partly for enjoyment coming on. I realise that I'm actually going, I've slowed down in myself, and I'm sure that that's noticeable in other things. I've started doing other things. I read more now. I've watched even less TV than I did before. In some ways, I've regulated myself. I don't even spend as much time on the internet, or don't waste time on the internet, I'll put it that way. Before, I was conscious of the fact that I was spending time, and I'm thinking, I spent an hour and I've got no idea what I've done here. Now, I'm thinking about that a bit more. I'm evaluating my time, using my time more wisely than what I did before. And if you think about it, my time before was probably even more valuable and precious than what it is now. I have more time, although it doesn't always feel that way. So there you go. A quick, hopefully, audio boo there. My current state of mind, as I said, it's a lot better than what it was. And here I am, staring out at the sea while all of those people are still at work, and I know where I'd rather be. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.